This is Weekly Outlook for October 29th, 2012. In the current marketing year, the small U.S. corn crop requires a substantial reduction from the level of consumption in the 2011 marketing year. The USDA has forecast a decline in consumption of nearly 1.4 billion bushels. By category, the USDA forecasts that exports will decline by 25.5%, corn for ethanol production will decline by 10%, other processing uses will decline by 5%, and feed use to decline by 9%. To date, the pace of corn exports has been much slower than needed to reach the USDA projection. Based on the weekly export sales report, exports during the first 7 weeks of the marketing year averaged 19.1 million bushels. To reach the USDA projection, weekly exports for the remainder of the year need to average 22.6 million bushels. As of October 18th, 292 million bushels had been sold for export but not yet shipped. Those outstanding sales are 52% less than outstanding sales of a year earlier. There may be some opportunity for exports to accelerate as the year progresses as competition from wheat and South American corn moderates. Weekly estimates of ethanol production reveal that production during the first 7 weeks of the marketing year was 8% less than during the same period last year. For the 2 weeks ended October 19th, production was actually down 12%. The year-over-year reductions are likely to continue to be large, at least through the end of the calendar year. Last year, ethanol production accelerated in November and December in anticipation of the expiration of the blender's tax credit. The current weekly pace is sufficient for corn consumption for ethanol and byproducts to reach the projection of 4.5 billion bushels for the year. The estimate of December 1 stocks to be released on January 11th will allow for the calculation of feed and residual use during the first quarter of the marketing year. Until then, expectations about the likely pace of feed consumption are based on information such as livestock inventories, slaughter numbers, and slaughter weights. In the case of cattle, feedlot inventories are declining, down 3% on October 1, and are expected to continue to decline as a result of smaller supply of feeder cattle. The number of cattle slaughtered in September was 12% smaller than the slaughter in September 2011, although average weights were up about 3%. The inventory of market hogs on September 1 was about equal that of a year ago. Sow farrowings were down about 3% in the fall quarter, but intentions for the winter quarter were off only 1%. Slaughter numbers in September were down about 2%. The number of dairy cattle is declining, with the inventory on September 1 about equal that of a year ago. Numbers are expected to decline below last year's inventory as the year progresses. Placements of broiler-type chicks continues at or slightly above last year's pace, although broiler-type egg sets declined sharply during the week ended October 20th. Year-over-year chicken slaughter was down about 8% in September. Taken together, current livestock data suggests that the pace of feed and residual consumption of corn has slowed and will continue to slow. Overall, however, corn consumption is slowing, but the pace may not be sufficiently slow to ration the available supplies. This suggests that while higher prices are not likely needed, current corn price levels will be maintained a while longer.